I'm Captain of Balls. That's the wake up call. Captain's crew. The Elevate family, McGroin Nation, coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFATV. Welcome to Ungoverned. We haven't done a long good morning in a long time, so figured we'll bring back the long good morning. Wake everybody up, you know, get everybody in there. It's time, all right? It's time. Taco time. It is time for the show this morning. Happy Tuesday to everybody. It is a Trump Tuesday. Whoa. Knocking things over already. Nancy Pelosi's teeth, the ghost, their haunted teeth. Sometimes they just go off, right? You know what's crazy? I wanted to start off. It's weird. I don't usually start off like this. But I want to start off by reading a comment I saw in the chat as Jeremy's show was closing down, as Rise Up was closing, and as our show was opening. I'm not singling this person out, but I think this is a very significant thought, and I think a lot of people feel this way. I certainly do. I'll get to what I mean by this. But AV1965 says, maybe I'm just feeling a bit burned out with everything being controversial. May need to step away from news for a while. And I got to tell you, that is this will do that to you. You know, that's why I think maybe you've noticed it, maybe you haven't, but I really want to try and bring back a kind of light way to talk about these stories, you know, the news, because it is a lot of heavy stuff. It is a lot of stuff of people that are out of their minds. It's certainly something that could burn you out. Now, totally disconnecting, I can't do that. I won't do that. I get it if people have to maintain their sanity, because it's not easy, right? And I think that's what our opponents want. Our opponents want us to disengage and get into the habit of kind of just letting things happen. But I will say this. There is another way to do it, to stay engaged and to stay informed. And so, like, I'm kind of trying to figure that out. Strike that balance between having a ball, right, but also, you know, setting up a plan for victory, right? So I saw that comment and I was like, I wonder how many more people feel that way, because I feel that way. I look at it and go, this is a lot of this news, a lot of the people that we have to kind of experience in this internet world are just, did you see the catfights taking place over the weekend with the conservative women? You know, Sarah Stock's ring, did we really have to hear about this? Right? Is that really, you know, so many people, and I'll tell you this, and I'll leave it here, because we are going to have some fun this morning, and we got cut off having fun yesterday with Jiggly Belly when Trump came on with his press conference, which actually was very good yesterday, so we will pick up where we left off. But but I will say this, the whole thing with Morgan Ariel and Sarah Stock and The Ring, and Emily Saves the USA, and Isabella DeLuca, and all these. It was a cat fight. A total, and speaking of cat fights, now Candace Owens and Nick Fuentes are fighting. Woke right, doing what the woke left does, eating their own. But it was a cat fight all over online. When I know what that looks like, we got three of them, okay? But that's what it was. I'm going to tell everybody listening right now, there is a reason why you rarely see me at these conventions, and that is it. Not 95% of the people, 95% of the people who go to those conventions don't go for the cause, they go for the parties. I'm just going to call it as I see it. A lot of these people, look, you like to drink, you want to have a good time after everything's done, I don't have a problem with that. It's when every party you go to turns into a drug-fueled orgy is when I say, oh, maybe you're not a quote-unquote, politically you might be, you're conservative, but you're just lost elsewhere. And I'm not saying that we all have to be, you know, squeaky clean, goody two-shoes and all that. But you would think that some of these grifters that want to put forth this image of purity, that's the word, right? Purity, wouldn't, in front of people, be as degenerate as you could possibly believe. There's a reason why you don't see me in many of these things, okay? Two, they're way too long. But that's all it's ever been about. I've been to a number of CPAC conventions. I've been to a number of Turning Point events. Nothing against those organizations. You know, as George Carlin said, this is great. It's not, he said, you know, when he was talking about golf, it's not the game that he has a problem with. It's the genetic defectives that you have to spend your entire day playing the game. That's the problem. It's not Turning Point. It's not CPAC. And it's not aspect of the actual convention that's the problem. It's the people that go that are just looking for clout. And it's not all people. It's not all people, but 95% of the people online that put forth this image of purity and wonderful, and I'm a moral, conservative, Christian, yada, yada, are degenerate dirtbags when the cameras are off. I'm just going to say it. And I know who these people are, and maybe one day we'll do an entire list, or maybe we won't because we don't want to give them oxygen. But I know who all of these people are because I've seen it, including people who are in Congress, okay? I've seen too much, and I'm just like, that's not my scene. And it's never been my scene. Look, I like to drink. I like to hang out with friends. I've gotten rowdy a few times. But I'm telling you, the amount of things that go on in these conventions. And so when you see the cat fights and all these women online, and sometimes it's men and sometimes it's men and women, you know, airing all of their dirty laundry, I'm just like, look, this is why. People are like, you going to Turning Point this year? No. Why? That's why. Okay, look, people like the Nunn Report who go there to actually interview people like Scott Jennings. He's not the type of guy I'm talking about. Matter of fact, we met in Washington. We had a nice night after the event, you know, sitting down, just chatting. It was nice. That's more my pace, more my time. I'm not in college anymore. I'm 34 years old. A lot of these people are peaking now and, you know, making up for lost time, whatever the case may be. But that's, I wanted to say that because I'm telling you, if between that type of stuff and the heavy news, you know, and everybody yelling at each other. It's like, as AV 1965 said, it'll burn you out. It'll burn you out. Oh, man. So that's that. That's all I'm going to say on that. And I will say this. I'm trying, and I think it's a mission, and I will take the suggestions for different types of ideas of how can we go through some of these really, really brutal stories without beating you over the head with it, right? You know, take a lighter approach because, my goodness, everything is so heavy these days. And I don't want our audience, and I don't think it's something that we're doing. I think it's just the atmosphere, the ecosystem as a whole. But I don't want the folks who are listening to feel like it's time to get smacked in the head with heavy news every morning. That's not what we want to do. So send your suggestions. It is what it is. That's all I had to say on that matter. We are going to have some fun this morning. And I am going to have some fun. I just mentioned the cat fights and all this. But we are going to have a little bit of fun with Candace Owens because here she goes again. Here she goes, right? There she goes again. That's a perfect song for her, by the way. This woman, if we had a ball of yarn, I would unravel it live on the... Live look at Candace Owens. She's unraveling fast like a cat on a roll of toilet paper. It's coming unglued. She's coming apart at the seams. We'll have fun with that. That's not what the show's going to be about, but we are going to have fun with that because I've got an update about the lawsuit that she was so excited about. Now she's not excited about it anymore. Milk Bar TV on X with that Nathaniel Livingstone. That's going to be a fun little segment. I've got... The resistance is taking shape in Washington. Wait until you see. We ain't gonna go where the alligators live. That's a real statement. That's not me paraphrasing. This woman, you know, if you're gonna bring somebody out for public speaking, they should probably be good at what?
Public speaking.
Ah, no! That's racist. Wait until this woman makes Jasmine Crockett look like Nikola Tesla. Okay? So we'll get to that. We will pick up where we left off with J.B. Pritzker because he filled up his box. I've got an update from the FBI. We've got updates about Adam Schiff. We've got this idea now about the Supreme Court in Obergefell. I'm curious as to where all of you, ladies and gentlemen in the chat, feel about this. Do you think this is going to be a repeat of Roe versus Wade in terms of its ability to motivate the left? Do you think maybe we can pre-bunk it because the Supreme Court hasn't agreed to take the case yet? Maybe float everything out there like we didn't do with Roe versus Wade. We could message properly about it. So we'll get to that. And if we get to it at the very end, Trump and an update on marijuana. What? He's looking to reschedule marijuana instead of being it listed as a Schedule 1 drug. He wants to drop it down to a Schedule 3 drug. I'm also curious to see, and of course, a discussion. It's fine. I'm also curious to see how everybody feels about that, because I know some of our members of the audience like to partake in a little bit of, what do they call that? Self-medicine? we also know the lung, who's out there, does a little bit more than medicating, but that's okay. It's, you know, it is what it is. I will say at the very beginning that I am in favor of this declassification, and I'll tell you why at the end, or the rescheduling at the end. Now, this is not legalization, but it is a step towards that, and anybody saying it isn't is lying. But I will get to, you know, the reason why. Basically, right now, at the beginning, like why it shouldn't be Schedule 1 is it's not heroin, okay? It's not LSD. You may not like it. It may not be your thing. Can we all agree that it's not? I understand it's a lot stronger than the stuff in the 70s, 80s, 90s, etc. But that being said, it's still not heroin, right? It's still not LSD. So should it be a Schedule 1 drug? I would argue it shouldn't. And this is just a right move for the sake of, you know, how it's classified. Anyway, we're not going to do a show on pot. We're not going to do a show on Candace Owens. We are going to laugh at the DC people first. We are going to talk about our friends at OFP Farms. It's OFPFarms.com. Promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, OFPFarms.com. Promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Explore the wonderful quality of Faith Farm and Freedom products with a special limited time 15% discount on your entire purchase. Take a peek like this. Peek through at the lineup from OFP Farms, America's go-to soap company, famous for natural ingredients, the skin-loving perks of tallow and goat milk, and a big heart for farm-to-family skincare. Whether you are looking for gentle skincare or thoughtful gifts, these products bring together expert care and good values to make your daily routine better. Do not miss this chance to enjoy premium products that support your health and ethical choices for the entire family. OFP Farms is the small family farm with big love, big beautiful love. Use the code Sean, S-H-A-W-N. That's Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at checkout to get 15% off of your entire purchase. Now, I will tell you this, if you go to checkout and you use the code S-E-A-N, I will get wind of it. And I will charge you a 30% tariff. Don't do it. That's OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, for 15% off of your entire purchase. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean, OFPFarms.com, promo code S-H-A-W-N, Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November. Okay. Here we have, there it is, the Revolution Soap from OFP Farms. And did they not post an update on that lotion that you just did that video for, Brennan?
Yeah, I saw that they were sold out for a little while.
I wonder what happened there.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea. It could not have been me, but it could have. I don't know. Move on.
Yeah, they've sold out of their brand new. They've sold out of their brand new peace lotion.
It is really, really great,
which is really good stuff. That's why it's sold out. As Brennan's being humble, I think it played a big role.
It was available before I even talked about it.
Yes,
so.
But it sold out after you did.
But so. It's good stuff.
it's good stuff.
I love OFP Farms.
Good stuff. We love OFP Farms. We're happy to see it. It's always a good problem to have when you are a business and you sell out of a product because it's really good. That's always a good problem to have. So keep on supporting them over there at OFPFarms.com. We love Corey. We love Denise. Next up is Silent, SLNT.com. You know, I love these guys, and I love the idea behind what they're looking to do, because no matter how you think about it, no matter what you think about your phone, I use it a lot, but I understand this thing is a tracking device. Everywhere we go, people want to know. This is what it is. That's what it is. Everywhere you go, people want to know where you are. This thing is a tracking device. Face it. It is what it is. There's good things. There's bad things about these smartphones. Government agencies, big tech, corporate data brokers, even cyber criminals, they're all fighting for a piece of your digital footprint. And they don't ask. They just take it. Hey, can I have a piece of your digital? They're just like, oh, look, a digital footprint. Let me take a piece. I'm going to go grab it.
That is why Silent exists. Silent makes Faraday gear that blocks all wireless signals, cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, real frequency, RFID, sorry, and NFC. Signals are blocked by Silent products as well. No signal means no tracking, no remote access, and no breadcrumbs. It's the same tech that is used and trusted by special operations team worldwide, used to block signals, avoid surveillance, and secure communications wherever the mission leads. And now it is available to you to protect your family, protect your freedom, and your digital footprint. Drop your phone in a Silent Faraday sleeve, and it is off the grid, completely silent. We would love it if AOC would be slipped into one of these things if she would go completely silent. Slip it in there, completely silent in the Faraday product of your choosing. It is invisible to the outside world, from backpacks to sleeves to crossbodies. Silent's patented technology gives you control over your privacy. Just go to Silent, SLNT.com. Promo code Sean, SHAWN, SHAWN for 15% off at checkout and free shipping on qualifying orders. Go silent today. Silence the chaos. There you go. All right. I want to get into, what should we do first? You know, what should we do first? Let's do DC first, because I don't need to know. I don't need to put Candace Owens first in anything. We'll put her after this moron that we're going to play for you. Donald Trump yesterday announced his plan to federalize DC. And I want to say something here. I want to be very, clear about something. I support Donald Trump federalizing DC. I know that he made a comment, and he does this a lot, kind of just trial balloons things about doing what he's doing in DC in other cities like New York and Chicago and all that. I believe the president of the United States, unless things get to the point of actual insurrection, not just high crime and, you know, really high crime. Unless things get to the point of actual insurrection, the president needs to stay out of those cities. It's not his duty to fix places like New York City. I know he wants to help. Here's what I think he should do. And here's why I think just staying in D.C. and not meddling in these other cities. Now, if he wants to deploy the National Guard under Title 10 to New York City and Chicago to protect federal property and federal buildings, he is allowed to do that. We've gone through that before, right? What he's allowed to do in Title 10. If he can prove that regular forces can't, protect regular federal assets, can't protect those buildings, property, and assets in those cities, he's allowed to, under Title 10, federalize the National Guard and send them into those cities. What I don't think he should do, and what I don't think he's going to do, and he's not allowed to do it anyway, is take control over those cities and right those wrongs. Here's why I think if he plays it this way, where he just does it with DC, he will be playing it perfectly, okay? Donald Trump is going to make DC safer. Because it's hard to make it less safe than it already is, right? He's going to make DC safer. Just like he shut down the border on day one. Boom. It was like the flick of a switch. He is going to make DC safer. And in the process of making DC safer, he's going to give the Democrats that are in charge in those other cities the formula and the playbook to make their city safer. What are they going to do? Because they don't like Trump. What are they going to do? TDS is going to kick in, and they're going to intentionally not implement the exact same playbook and formula that made DC safer in their cities. Okay? Then at what point are they going to be forced to actually implement those policies and that formula and that playbook? Well, when the voters demand it. But as long as the voters in Chicago and New York and Detroit and these blue jurisdictions, as long as those voters keep voting for Democrats who are saying that, yeah, we're going to defund the police and we want to do the socialism thing and Zoran Mamdani and this guy, the Somalian guy or whatever in Minnesota, as long as they keep voting for that, they've got to live with the decisions that they're making. Okay? But Donald Trump is going to put on national display, okay, in front of the world, in front of the whole country, how to clean up a crime-infested city like that, right? Like the flick of a switch. Donald Trump's going to show everybody how to do it. And then those Democrats are going to intentionally not do it because Trump did it. Okay, so it's going to make those cities look even worse by comparison. Trump will be proving in real time, you can do this too. You can fix these problems. It's really not that hard. You just have to crack down on crime and treat criminals like criminals instead of handling them with kid gloves. And the rest of the country is going to see. It's not beyond control for Democrats. It's not, oh, there's a lot of people, so therefore the law of averages, there's a lot of crime. It can be fixed. It can be improved. Trump will give you the formula. Trump will show everybody how easily it can be done. And then those Democrats who are running those blue cities are just going to choose not to do it. That's worse than Trump coming in there, federalizing it and doing it for them. Because once you give control back, they're going to go right back to their old policies. This has to happen organically. Trump has to show the country how to do it. He's going to show the country how to do it with DC. And then it is up to the voters in those cities whether they want to improve their lives or not. And I'm sorry, but if you're a Republican voter in one of those cities and you're like, but I don't vote for it, what am I supposed to do? You're supposed to leave. I know jobs and work, and some people can't do that. I get it. But make it a goal. Put together a plan. Get out. Those cities are beyond saving, unless you think it's not beyond saving and you're leading some sort of effort to save it. Those cities are beyond saving. Your job is to defund them by leaving. Stop paying the taxes. Stop patronizing the businesses in those cities whose taxes fund the lunacy that's going on there. That's your job. I know it's harsh. I can't leave Minneapolis. What am I supposed to do for work? I don't have that answer. I don't know what job you're looking for. But I can tell you that whatever you do in Minneapolis, there's probably a job in a nicer place or a remote opportunity that you can take in the meantime or something to get you out of these places. But I don't want to see people on our side, and I see a few, not many, but a few, fall into the trap of, yes, Donald Trump should federalize all these other locations, because then what are we doing? We're begging the federal government for help when we, the people, are supposed to be the ones who help ourselves, right? When we, the people, it is the consent of the governed by which the government is supposed to exert its power. And if the governed, like these majority Democrat cities, continue voting for bad things, unless it rises to the level of actual insurrection and Donald Trump invokes the Insurrection Act, he should stay out of these cities. Beyond maybe federalizing the National Guard to protect federal buildings like he did in Los Angeles, which he can do, which he can do. That's all I'm saying. But here's what I'm saying. Democrats are so mad about what's going on in D.C. Let me play this one for you. Remember, we said if you're going to roll out a public speaker, the person should be good at public speaking. This woman, we ain't going to go where the alligators live. Snapping her fingers. This woman looks like or sounds like Jasmine Crockett after way too many shots of vodka. Okay, here we go. Watch this. A DC protester essentially claiming that Donald Trump federalizing DC will actually make the place less safe and that it's all about creating violence amongst black people as if they don't do that enough themselves. In some of these cities, watch this.
The president has been trying to provoke violence here, right here, in the black communities and in the brown communities, having ICE kidnap our neighbors, having the black community be harassed and profiled and want a response. We say, hell no, we won't go. When we say we won't go, that means we're not going into those mass incarceration, into their prisons and enslavement. We won't go into his beautiful centers that he got. We won't go to where alligators live. Hell no, we won't go.
Hell no, we won't go.
Today, we gather to speak plainly about policy paths that sound strong, but in truth, it weakens the very safety we seek. We believe there is a better way to protect us all, one that respects rights to build trust and keep our communities truly safe, and that is fascism-free. Fear is not a roadmap to safety. It is a burial. It fails hardest on the black communities that already we bear a disproportionate share of surveillance, stops, and forces. I want to be clear. We've been here before. This is a long history. Well before today, the black communities bear the brunt of aggressive policing. Data and reports from many credible organizations show patterns. Black people are more likely to be stopped, searched, questioned.
I don't want to catch no fascism, man. Fascism. Fascism. We not going to go where the alligators live. Well, I hope not. I hope not. Because that would mean you're an illegal alien, right? You know, U.S. citizens don't go there. I would love to go. Not in, but I'd love to visit, you know, as a visitor, right? You know, if you're trying to deliver, like, you know, we've gone from Martin Luther King, I had a dream, to that. Like, okay. I have to make up for lost time. I know we hit 700 yesterday, so I actually have breaking news about Mo. Here's Mo from yesterday, okay? This is Mo. But Mo had babies. We have mini Mo now, okay? And micro Mo. Look, that's a tiny little...
It's a teeny tiny
micro Mo. This is turning into like the Russian nesting dolls, where you start with the big one, then you go with the little one, then you go with... Oh, yeah. Give me the big one. Wait. Come on.
I'm coming.
So we have a big one, a mini... This is the honking the hedgehog under the desk. By the way, a lot coming out about Marjorie Taylor Greene, so we were right. Then a little one, and then a micro Mo. There are hedgehogs all over the place right now.
Shout out to Gina for the mini Mo and the micro Mo.
Gina gave us mini Mo and micro Mo.
Carol the cowgirl, because she sent the big one.
She sent mega Mo. Yeah. Magamo.
Magamo.
Okay. So there you go. Yeah, because we did hit 700 yesterday, so we were in Mo debt. So we wanted to make sure that we repaid that. Okay, how about that woman in Washington D.C.? Is she nuts or something? She's absolutely crazy. We ain't gonna go where the alligators live. We ain't gonna go. Hell no, we won't go. We went from like Malcolm X, who was a good speaker. Yeah, a little incendiary. Okay, but good speaker. Martin Luther King, who is a very good speaker. Even, don't take this the wrong way, Barack Obama. I don't like him. He was a great speaker. That's all I'm saying. I don't agree with what he said, but he was a great speaker to that. We went to that now. Right. We ain't going to go when them alligators are living. Okay, well, good luck. Donald Trump's not trying to provoke violence in the black community in Washington, D.C. He's trying to save people from losing their vehicles. Even ABC News admitted the other day, yeah, you know, one of our colleagues was carjacked. And you want that to continue? Come on. All right. Quick break. Then we have to, I gotta put some stuff. Look, there's something that appeared. Look, here's the deal.
Every time you do that, I think.
Look.
You do that kind of a lot.
I do, because it's a good way to catch yourself. That's why Joe Biden does it. You know, my brain and his brain are starting to operate in very similar.
You should have heard Sean last night.
We re-seasoned the Blackstone. I forgot. I opened up the thing and was like, wow. Who did that?
Wow.
What's happening?
Well, last night, in the middle of the night, there was an injustice.
Yes, there was an injustice. I was apparently fighting injustice in my sleep. So we're always fighting a good fight. We're always fighting the good fight.
That was funny.
All right, a quick break with mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned. Then we're gonna get to my 2025 bingo card. Two things, at least one thing, appeared on my 2025 bingo card that I didn't expect to appear on my 2025 bingo card. Before we do that, let's get to my Patriot Supply. A bingo in its own right. Ladies and gentlemen, disasters are happening all over the place, okay? And I'm not just talking about disasters like J.B. Pritzker not fitting into his box on national television. I'm talking about real disasters, natural disasters, weather disasters, terror attacks, the grid failing. The best way to be prepared for those disasters is by going to mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned. Take a look. This summer's not just hot, it's been historic. Flash flood warnings are at a 40-year high. It's not slowing down. Towns are underwater. Roads are washed out. And in every crisis zone, you see the same scene. Crowds are standing in line, waiting for bottled water, waiting for food, waiting for somebody to show up and save them. They tell you, help is on the way. Hang tough. But what if help's not on the way? What if help takes days? What if it doesn't come at all? If you think the system is built to protect you, I want to remind you that they can barely handle one emergency, let alone dozens. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the one caught empty-handed with my pants on the ground. Right now, my Patriot Supply is giving away 4 weeks of emergency food when you buy the 3-month emergency food kit. It comes with another free month for $6.97 even. Just go to mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned to find out how to claim your free 4-week food supply and join millions of Americans who are preparing with My Patriot Supply. The three-week emergency food kit with the free 4-week food kit, it's 2,000 calories a day. 2,000 calories a day and has a shelf life of 25 years. So you get it now and you're set for a quarter of a century. Again, go to mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned because while the system says help is on the way, what if it isn't? You won't have to worry about that anymore if you go to mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned. That is mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned. All right, here we go. Are we ready? I didn't have this on my 2025 bingo card. Donald Trump praising. What is it with him doing things after we do things? Did you notice that? Yesterday, during his press conference, he was talking about cashless bail. About, I don't know, 20 to 30 minutes after we talked about what? Cashless bail! Okay? Here we go. Yesterday, I almost ate a piece of the soap, the OFP Farms We the People soap, because I said that I agreed with Chuck Todd. And it's tough for me to say because of the things that he was saying about redistricting. Donald Trump just did the same thing on Truth Social this morning. I don't think we've had anybody with this much impact on the country since FDR. Chuck Todd, formerly of NBC Fake News, in an interview with journalist David Brody. We like David Brody. Great guy. Wow. Thank you, Chuck. I've always said that you were far better than the scum that runs the fake news at NBC and especially Brian Roberts and Comcast. I call it Comcast because it's a complete and total con job. It's Comcast, not Comcast. You are a free man now. Congratulations. Use your time well. I didn't have Donald Trump giving Chuck Todd a round of applause on Truth Social for one of his takes on my 2025 bingo card. However, I didn't have me saying the words, I agree with Chuck Todd, on my 2025 bingo card as well. Here's where it started. Now, I think Chuck Todd has been taking a nice long drive down Common Sense Boulevard, like
it
here.
It seems as if the strategy is bring more attention to this, make everybody uncomfortable, right? The more painful you make the process in Texas, the more it's hard to replicate. Maybe there isn't. They may be their own colleagues aren't as interested in this. Congressional Republicans that serve in Texas whose districts are actually going to get impacted negatively also secretly are kind of hoping this goes away too. And I think they think the longer, the more painful they can make this in doing it, maybe there's a way to shut this down. So I understand the strategy and I think you get this. The part that I think is sort of bad, I think it's a bad look for a party that claims to be always trying to be protect the democracy is to hole up in a state that gerrymanders. State of Illinois. I mean, one of the worst, look, Texas, Florida, Illinois, and Maryland. Those are your four giant gerrymandered states. And if you're trying to make a point on gerrymandering, I don't think I'd be going to the state of Illinois.
It's interesting, Chuck Todd. Now, some of it may just be saving face. I don't love the guy. He's definitely a fraud. But what's interesting is that we played you the Colbert clip. We've played it a bunch of times. But why does J.B. Pritzker not know how to answer the question of why is it bad if Texas does it but not bad when you do it?
I do want to look at there the he is map in his box. Of Illinois. Let's take
Getting
a look
squeezed.
At this. Despite President Trump winning 44% of the statewide vote in 2024, Republicans hold only 3 of Illinois' 17 districts. These districts seem to be designed to maximize Democratic advantage. What do you say to those who argue that it's hypocritical for you to criticize Texas for partisanship when your state also drew maps to boost your party's standing?
Well, remember Texas is trying to do is, again, violate the Voting Rights Act. We didn't. We held public hearings, legislative hearings. People attended them. They spoke out. There was a map that was put out. There were actually changes made to the map.
Texas is not violating anything. Texas is not violating anything. It is perfectly legal, based on their state constitution and what it says, for the legislative body to redraw congressional maps whenever it wants. There is nothing in the United States Constitution that mandates that states can only redraw maps after a census. Nothing that Texas is doing is illegal. And by the way, California, all right, Gavin Newsom said, well, if Texas does what they're going to do, we're going to do it. Well, I guess J.B. Pritzker should be mad at Gavin Newsom, right? Because
it violates the Voting Rights Act.
Nothing is if California wants to do what Texas is doing, fine. Let California try. Texas, you know, Greg Abbott said that if California does meet them eye for eye, that they're going to do a plus 10 instead of a plus 5 on their maps. Nothing that Texas is doing is illegal. It's inconvenient, and things that are inconvenient for Democrats, they want to criminalize. But nothing that Texas is doing is illegal. And this is why, again, and I'm going to use this to segue into this absolute, just the unraveling, the ball of yarn, right? This is why I say woke left, woke right, and they're shaking hands. Again, just because you don't like something doesn't mean it should be illegal. And I'm not saying that in all cases, okay? But take it like this, okay? Texas redistricting. They're perfectly allowed to redistrict. The Democrats are looking at it saying, that's unconstitutional. It isn't. Period. End of story. It is not. There are a lot of people who, we know the reason, let's be honest, they don't like Israel. It's not because of the Israeli government. They're all starting to admit it. It's Jews, okay? There are a lot of people who don't like the amount of foreign aid going to Israel. By the way, I'm one of them. I don't like the amount of foreign aid that goes out of this country to anybody's country. You know me. What do I want? $0 and 0 cents. However, if we're going to send foreign aid to countries, I would like to be getting some significant ROI. And in the case of Israel, we do get ROI. In the case of Ukraine, we haven't gotten ROI. That's why I take a harsher stance against the foreign aid that goes to Ukraine than I do against the foreign aid that goes to Israel. But I digress. There are people who believe simply because Donald Trump sends Israel foreign aid that he should be impeached over, implying that he's breaking some law. Woke left, woke right, same thought process. It is a real thing. Speaking of the woke right, here is Candace Owens. Remember the lawsuit?
You were born a man and you will die a man.
Right? Candace Owens.
I'm excited for discovery.
Well, it only took her 2 weeks to not be excited about the lawsuit anymore. Here is, and I look, here's my thing. To all of anybody who follows her, thinks she's great, thinks she's amazing, put your money where your mouth is. Fund the lawsuit. Fund the lawsuit. Don't come into my mentions with your 90 Twitter accounts that are all from Pakistan and tell me how off I am about, no. Go buy a t-shirt. Because apparently, Candace and her husband, who are allegedly worth over $200 million, don't have the money for the lawsuit. So who do they need? Who are you going to call? They're going to call on the audience and the followers to fund the lawsuit that they could probably afford, that they wouldn't be in the first place if she wasn't so reckless. But yes, you heard me correctly. Candace Owens is now going to resort to selling t-shirts to fund the lawsuit. There's a word for this, and it is grifter. Watch.
And this lawsuit, we got an estimate this weekend from a legal team. It is going to cost us millions. I don't have that money. I really don't. I got to tell you, like, the estimate that we got, and I want to be clear, this is if it goes all the way through. So they said, like, from start to finish, if they don't drop this at some point, blah, 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 here's how much it's going to cost you just to get through the deposition phase. Here's how much it's going to cost you to go all the way through. And they are estimating $5 million. It's like a lot of money. And we do not have that money just laying around. So I thought we could actually sell some t-shirts. I just picture people wearing this like at the grocery store, like walking by each other, and like we know what it means, like hashtag free Emmanuel. It's like subtle enough. I really like this, free Emmanuel. You're gonna see somebody wearing a t-shirt and be like, we know what's up, we know what's going on in France, somebody rescue Emmanuel Macron. I'm not kidding, the estimate is millions of dollars.
Gonna be wearing a lot of those shirts in Pakistan, I'm sure. That's where most of her followers are from. You know, I saw somebody ask, why give her the time of day? You're right, the only reason why I do this is because I'm mocking her. That's number one. And Number two, and by the way, shout out for that to that video, Nathan Livingstone at Milk Bar TV on X does a great job. The reason why I give her the time of day is because I have been on this, I have been dug into this stance that she is not to be trusted, and there's a lot of people like her who are not to be trusted, and it is about exposing them as frauds. It's about exposing them as frauds so that people stop being led astray by that woman and other people like the baby of Andrew Tate and Steve Urkel, Myron Gaines. Did you see the picture of Misfit? He put up a, Myron did, or Alex Stein did. Alex Stein was with like Tim Pool and a bunch of people, and Myron was there. He was wearing pants that were like this far off of his shoes. I said, Myron, what are you preparing for a flood? He looked like the, you know, if Andrew Tate and Steve Urkel had a child, it would be Amru Foodle. That's Myron's real name. Just going to put that out there. Wonder why it doesn't go by that. Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. We will move on from the woke right because we don't need them to dominate our show. We don't need them to do that. They're not worth it. These are bad people. They don't like you. They're using you. They're grifting off of you. And I will continue to expose that time and time again. You're going to find out over the next 12 months or so, and continue to find out afterwards, who your friends are and who your friends aren't. There's going to be a very healthy shakeout on the MAGA side of things. And you will see the things that I've been saying for months about folks like the Tates, like Myron Gaines, like Candace Owens, etc. You will see that all of them will verify. Okay. We're going to move on. FBI with a beautiful update yesterday at that press conference about Washington, D.C. Here's Director Kesh Patel.
1,500 kilograms of fentanyl is enough to kill 115 million Americans. 115 million Americans. Cops are getting after it. The FBI has arrested 19,000 people this year alone. Thanks to President Trump's administrations, that's double than where we were this time last year. And we have also arrested 1,600 people who have committed violent acts against children. Children. 270 of them are human traffickers of children. Mr. President, this is what happens when you have great leadership at the Attorney General with Pam Bondi. Your administration's priority of protecting the homeland and protecting American citizens and protecting our children. And the murder rates are plummeting. We are now able to report that the murder rate is on track to be the lowest in U.S. history, in modern recorded U.S. history, thanks to this team behind me and President Trump's priorities. And how do we do it?
4,000 children. 4,000 children. But I thought, wait. I thought the administration was covering for pedophiles and child sex traffickers. I thought that's what was going on. That's what everybody online told me. No, you don't understand. The administration is covering for pedos. The administration has tried to unseal grand jury documents. And who did it? Who said no? Democrat judges. That's right. 4,000 children rescued. 4,000 children who are currently 4,000. Oh, Jose Cuervo is now saying that I'm okay. There he goes. He's gone. Jose Cuervo's back in the chat talking about a foreign agent. He just can't stay away. Him and his 4,000 Twitter account. He hates when I say that. So I'm going to, the number's going to keep going up every time I have to say it. That's it. I'm sure it's, he's knocking them back this morning, I'm sure. Okay. The FBI has also arrested, in connection with those 4,000 kids, over 1,600 people for violent crimes against children in the first 200 days of the Trump administration. 1,600. So what is doing, and I'm not, again, I want you to understand that I'm not saying that the Epstein stuff isn't important. I want the answers too. I want the answers too. But, and I understand that there could be implications to powerful people in society. I get it. I hear it. I agree with it. That's why I want the answers on Epstein, okay? Please understand that I am not saying that it is not important. It is important. I want the answers. I want the answers. However, what is currently doing more good for children? Focusing on a dead pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, or focusing on 1,600 active people who are committing crimes against children and rescuing 4,000 children in 6 months? I know that the quote-unquote elites still have not been held accountable for what we think they did with Jeffrey Epstein. I get that. But from a sheer numbers perspective, sheer numbers, what is going to save more children? Going after the active predators like this, or focusing more time on the Epstein files for an inactive predator? Yes, we can walk and chew gum. I'm not saying that we can't. I'm saying on the list of priorities, more time and energy should be devoted to going after the active people than the inactive guy. That's all I'm saying. I want answers. They can walk and chew gum. There's a lot of funding. I'm not saying it has to be all or nothing on either side. What I'm saying is when we get news about 1,600 child predators, 1,600 child predators being arrested and 4,000 children being rescued, we don't need, yeah, but what about the Epstein files? Because for people who want to say that they care about the victims, it looks like you sure don't give a sugar honey iced tea about the victims, unless they're your victims. You get it? We should be happy that 4,000 children were rescued, and at the same time, unhappy that we still have questions about Epstein. And we can hold both positions at the same time. But there is no denying that what the FBI is doing here and what they have done in the last 6 months has been phenomenal work saving children from child trafficking. Phenomenal work. Okay. All right, we got that. We got that. All right, let's get to a word from Patriot Mobile. I'd love to get to a word from Patriot Mobile. Then we're going to play a clip from CNN for you. CNN, Populist American on X says Bondi screwed the narrative up on this. Promised too much. Agreed. Agreed. MAGA Queen on X also says Epstein's conspirators are still active, though, so it's still going on. Maybe they're active in that. They're still alive. We don't know. And maybe some of them were just pinched in what the FBI has been doing. Again, though, I agree. We should be getting the answers for Epstein. I am not saying that we should just forget about it. It's not what I'm saying. It's not what I've ever said. What I will say about the issue is, the only people now who are drilling that Epstein message hard are what I call, there are people who are concerned about it and want answers. I'm not talking about you. There are people who are making a living off of doing it. I call them enragement farmers. They're getting people mad online, feeding, you know, chumming the waters and watching the piranha come up, start chomping at the meat and all that. You see? The rest of America right now is looking at it going, all right, based off of data, off of the internet, in the real world. Okay. That's not to say I don't think you're in the real world if you want answers on Epstein. Okay? Again, I don't want anybody to misunderstand. I want answers on Epstein too. All right, on to, I want to talk to you about Patriot Mobile. And then we'll get to a clip from CNN about inflation. Good news came from the inflation front today. PatriotMobile.com/Farish, F-A-R-A-S-H. I realize there are many choices when it comes to who you choose for your cell phone service, and there are new ones popping up all the time. But here is the truth. There's only one that boldly stands in the gap for every American that believes that freedom is worth fighting for, and that is Patriot Mobile. For more than 12 years, Patriot Mobile has been on the front lines fighting for our God-given rights and freedoms while also providing exceptional nationwide cell phone service with access to all three of the major U.S. networks. Don't just take my word for it. Ask the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have made the switch and are now supporting causes that they believe in simply by joining Patriot Mobile. Switching is easier than ever. Activate in minutes from the comfort of your own home. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade your plan. Patriot Mobile's all U.S.-based support team is standing by to take care of you. Call 972-PATRIOT today or go to patriotmobile.com/Farish, F-A-R-A-S-H. Use the promo code Farish for a free month of service. That is patriotmobile.com/F-A-R-A-S-H, patriotmobile.com/Farish or 972-PATRIOT, promo code Farish. Make the switch today. Make the switch today. Here's CNN. They didn't want to report this. Inflation numbers are in once again, beating expectations. Take a look.
All right. And breaking just moments ago, a very new, very important new data out from the federal government on the economy. The July CPI report just out shows that U.S. inflation was up just 0.2% last month. Let's get to CNN's Vanessa Yurkevich, who's got much more detail and much more of what is inside these numbers. What are you seeing?
A tamer inflation report despite President Trump's tariffs. This is better than expected. Month over month, as you mentioned, up 0.2%. On an annual basis, up 2.7% in July. That's also what we saw on an annual basis for the month of June. When you look at the key categories that we always look at, energy, food, and shelter, energy fell by 1.1%. That was largely driven because of gas prices falling in the month of July by 2.2%. Look at that food. I mean, this is where people spend their money, right? Food every single day. Food flat, 0%, and actually down at the grocery store by 0.1%. And then shelter, we always usually see an increase because that is what people are paying on rent. And we know that rents are rising. That is usually the biggest share of this report. But when we look at core inflation, this is where we're starting to see some of those price increases. Okay. Core inflation actually came in hotter than expected. So month over month, up 0.3%, and on an annual basis, up 3.1%. That's actually the highest reading we've seen since February. And this is important because it strips out that volatility of the energy, of the food prices. Right. So you're looking at other categories like apparel, toys, furniture, appliances.
Look at that, Chiron from CNN. U.S. inflation did not rise as much as expected based off of tariffs again. Trump was right. The experts were wrong. The panickins made fools of themselves. Once again, this is what they did. Crazy, isn't it? Okay. I do want to get to the Schiff story. Adam Schiff, is he in trouble? Did you hear about this from Just the News? A Democratic staffer and whistleblower told FBI agents during an August 2017 interview at the Bull Feathers restaurant in the nation's capital that he was told by various HPSCI staffers in the October 2016 timeframe that if former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won the November 2016 presidential election, Adam Schiff was going to be offered the position of CIA director. It's like the Matrix.
Like,
dodged a bullet. Dodged a major bullet. That's scary, isn't it? All right. Quick question. Supreme Court has been asked to overturn the Obergefell same-sex marriage ruling. And I'm curious, the audience's take on this. Do you think... Now, I want to be very clear. The Supreme Court has not agreed to take... They have not agreed to take this case yet. Somebody has asked the Supreme Court to hear the case. They're asked to hear thousands of cases every year. They don't hear them all. So this is not them accepting the case or accepting anybody's request to hear the case. But should they hear the case? Because on one front, I do believe it is not a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. I don't believe it's a constitutional right in terms of federal. At the state level, it is up to the states. It is up to the people, just like abortion. But nowhere in the Constitution, nowhere in the Constitution does it guarantee that members of the same sex should be married. And that's what the, or should be, it should be mandated across the country. It should be a protected right. Nowhere in the Constitution does that appear. So from a pure constitutional standpoint, I believe the case should be heard. But the argument is strategy. Could this backfire and ruin the midterms in 2026? Well, if they hear the case now, it could. They may not hear it. They may not agree to hear this case for years. But my point is, and I think as Bad Moon is saying, I agree. Kick this back to the states just like they did with abortion. And now that we know it's a possibility that this could be heard, we should be out there saying nobody is saying federally to make gay, well, some people might be saying it, but what would happen if Obergefell is overturned, it would not make gay marriage illegal border to border, coast to coast. It would send the issue back to the states. Some states, like the state of Tennessee, have constitutional amendments that do not recognize same-sex marriage and will not grant a marriage license for folks applying to marry within the same sex. Those states could enforce their quote-unquote bans and their amendments as they're written, or the legislatures can change them. It should be up to the states. It is not a constitutionally protected right. And I believe it should be looked at, because I believe following the Constitution is important and inventing things in the Constitution is not healthy. And that's what this was, and that's what abortion was. Abortion is not a federally protected right. Same-sex marriage is not a federally protected right. I'm not saying that people can't do it. I'm saying it should be up to the states, and it should not be mandated at the federal level that every state has to fall in line on this issue. So I say look for it. Are we at 700? I see Bad Moon going Mo.
Yes.
All right. We got Mo. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. Jeremy Harrell is coming up next with Live for America here on LFA TV for the next 3 hours. That is the next 3 hours. Rumble.com/LFA TV. That is home base. Check it out there. You can follow us on X as well. Thank you to everybody for watching and listening. As our president says, we will never give up. We will never give in. We will never, ever surrender. If all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning, same time, same place, rumble.com/LFATV. Until then, have a great rest of your Tuesday. We're back tomorrow morning. In the words of John Fetterman, good night, everybody, even though it's the morning. Good night, everybody. Bang gavel. And thank you for your attention to this matter.